Welcome to Fact Checking Darwin, where scientific dishonesty is not tolerated. Okay, today I want to talk about the, quote, science of evolution. Let's start with the fact that, do you know any science that does not have the ability to quantify something? There has to be a rate, a time period, an amount, something to measure. Do you know any science that doesn't have these other than evolution? So the questions are, how many nucleotides have to mutate to make evolution? Or how much time does it take to have evolution? Does one nucleotide mutating in a millisecond make evolution? Or does it take a billion years? Or is there some kind of fuzzy in between? And how many and what kind of anatomic and physiologic changes must occur to make a new species that qualifies for evolution? Well, if you ask a Darwinist, a neo-Darwinist, they have no idea what any of this means. So I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to help them out. We are going to quantify evolution. And the only way I know to do this is knowing just two facts. One is mitochondrial Eve. Number two is the Cambrian explosion. So let's see what I mean by that. To start, mitochondrial Eve is the first human female to whom we can trace our mitochondrial DNA. That means that mitochondrial Eve, and this goes back 200,000 years, was the first female from which we all descended, meaning, now there may have been a lot of differences, may have been smaller, maybe they weren't as smart, but they did have two lungs, two kidneys, a four-chambered heart. They gave live birth to a fetus that must have had the three shunts present, which I mentioned in another podcast. So mitochondrial Eve was pretty much our ancestor and is what we are. The second point of reference is the Cambrian explosion, which happened about 540 million years ago. That's where all the creatures had been pretty much aquatic. There was an explosion of these creatures, but they were all aquatic. So we had to get from 540 million years ago to 200,000 years ago where we had a human. So let's kind of do a little bit of math. Basically, the 200,000 years that we have had since mitochondrial Eve, very little has changed evolutionarily. Yeah, there may have been some changes, but she was a human, and we're humans. So let's do a little bit of math. Let's take 200,000 years, which we know very little to no evolutionary changes occurred in humanity. So we know that 200,000 years is a time, and maybe evolution can occur more quickly. Maybe it takes a lot longer. The Darwinists can't tell us what it is or what it isn't. So this is what we have. 200,000 years, really nothing much happens. So let's take that 540 million years from the Cambrian explosion, when it was a bunch of weird aquatic creatures swimming around, and divide it by 200,000 years, which we know nothing happens evolutionarily, and see what we get. I like to call that a mitochondrial Eve unit. One mitochondrial Eve unit, one MEU, equals not much happening in evolution. So 540 million years divided by one mitochondrial Eve unit equals 2,700. So we know that it would take 2,700 mitochondrial Eve units in which nothing happens to mutate an aquatic creature into a human being. And obviously that means it'll never happen. I think it's really interesting to quote Richard Dawkins, who's the great atheist, and he's kind of the go-to guy on Darwinism. And he likes to state that evolution works its magic with, quote, gradual, almost imperceptible change spread out over countless generations. Well, I hate to tell Dawkins this, but there are not countless generations. You've only got a specific amount of generations. You've got from the Cambrian explosion to mitochondrial Eve, and it's got to get done in that length of time. So, sorry, Dawkins, you're wrong again. You can't just throw out these vague terms and expect us all to believe it. So what we have is a situation where if Darwinian evolution wants to be a science, we need to be able to quantify a few things. And specifically, I think you have to one, quantify the number of mutations that occur per unit of time, which number two leads to specific anatomic or physiologic changes, which in turn lead to three, a new species. And how do you define that? The neo-Darwinists have no idea. They're afraid to touch the subject. Darwin, of course, had no idea. I mean, and you can't blame him. This was an 1800s theory. He didn't even know what cells were. Nevertheless, I argue Darwinism, which is defined as the natural selection of random mutations, is not a science. It cannot be a science. It's a faith argument. In fact, it's a religion that takes much more faith to believe in than it does to believe in God. And it's really quite amazing to hear all the brilliant professors and scientists tell us how Darwinism is a science that is so tested and proven. And in fact, there has never been a test. They cannot prove it. They can't even quantify it. So I hate to tell them, but they are barking up the wrong tree because most citizens in this country are not that ignorant. Okay, I kept this podcast pretty brief, but it was an important point. And, you know, you don't have to belabor the thing forever. But next time, I think I'm going to get into some biochemistry and molecular biology, which really is the heart of the matter. Something that Darwin totally, totally ignored. And frankly, the neo-Darwinists still ignore it. They like to manipulate some of this data. But we're going to talk about a really complicated subject that has got some absolutely incredible facts or factoids that will blow your mind. So join us in the next podcast as we absolutely break down Darwin's theory of evolution.